بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدى هدى نبينا وحبيبنا وإمامنا وقدرتنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى وقدس الله تعالى قدره: من استهزأ بشيء من دين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو فيه أو إقابه كفر. والدليل قوله تعالى: قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون، لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. الإمام المجدد محمد ابن عبد الوهاب النجدي الحنبلي السلفي رحمه الله تعالى، he said in الناقد السادس or the sixth ناقد of الإسلام: whoever mocks or he jokes around concerning something from the religion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he mocks and he jokes around and he makes a istirja concerning something of what the religion has established as a reward, or he jokes around or he mocks or he plays with something of what the religion has established as being a punishment or a crime, then that person has disbelieved. And the proof of that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal when he said in Surah At-Tawbah in ayat number 65, say unto them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you joking around with Allah and his sign and his messenger? Are you joking around with that? Say to those disbelievers, those people who their kufr is established, say to them, are you joking around? Are you making an istihza', mockery and joking concerning Allah and his ayat and his prophet or his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then you would have to say, tell them, do not offer any excuses. You have disbelieved after your iman, after your belief. You have gone outside of the faith of Islam because of your istihza' with Allah and his ayat and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So this is the Naqid al-Sadiq from the book Naqid al-Islam to Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, to Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. The person who mocks or jokes with anything from the religion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam's religion is joked with concerning the thawab, and the thawab means the reward. The thawab of the muwahideen is that if you die saying La ilaha illallah, you eventually go to paradise. The thawab of doing good is that you go to paradise. The thawab of those people who fast is that they will get an opportunity to go to a special door. The people who get rewarded in Islam, those rewards have been explained in detail. Someone may come and make jokes about those thawab. Or the punishment, the iqab of someone who does this or does that, someone who comes and makes jokes about that. You mean to tell me that they cut your head off? That they'll cut your head off? Or they'll cut your hands off? Those people, all they do is cut people up. This is cannibalism. Why are they bent upon disfiguring people and cutting everyone up? This is an istihza with the iqab of what Allah Ta'ala has legislated and what His Prophet brought, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And the proof of that is the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 65. Say unto them, do you make jest and mockery with Allah and His signs and His messenger? You have disbelieved after your iman. So don't give any excuses for what you've done. Ikhwan, the reason why this ayah was revealed is because of something that took place with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions when they were on one of the tremendous expeditions of Islam, and that was the expedition of Ghazwatu Tabuk. When they were going to a place called Tabuk, which is in the northern part of Arabia, north from Medina, it was a tremendous war and it required a lot of effort and sacrifices on the part of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So on the way to the war, there were a group of people, as Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Jarir al-Tabari brought in his book of Tafsir, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with these people, there were a group of men from amongst those who were traveling with him, that they began to talk amongst themselves. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ فِي غَزْوَةِ التَّبُوكِ فِي مَجْلِسِ يَوْمٍ مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلُ قُرَّاءَنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَرْغَبَ بَطُونًا وَلَا أَكْسَبَ أَلْسِنَا وَلَا أَجْبَنَ عِنْدَ اللِّقَاءِ فقال الرجل في المجلس كذبت ولكنك منافق لأخبرن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبلغ ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونزل القرآن قال عبد الله بن عمر فأنا رأيته متعلقا بحقب ناقة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والحجارة تنكبه وهو يقول يا رسول الله إنما كنا نخوض ونلعب والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون. Abdullah ibn Umar said, while we were traveling, one of the people from amongst the people who were sitting there while they were resting in the trip, he said, I have not seen the likes of those readers over there. The Quran, meaning the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you have to imagine this. We're going to take our time just so that we can, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, paint for you the picture. They were traveling on this long journey on the expedition to engage the enemy fi sabilillah in the jihad. When they stopped to rest, there were a group of people sitting there, and one of the men said to his companions, I have not seen the likes of our qurra, meaning our ulama, those people who are righteous. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and the rest of the companions radiallahu anhum. He said, I have not seen the likes of them in terms of how much they eat, meaning that they're greedy, they eat too much, and they are liars. This is what the man is saying about Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali and Uthman. And I have not seen the likes of them in the way that they lie so much, nor have I seen the likes of them in terms of their cowardness when they meet the enemy. So there was another man from amongst the companions who had iman firmly established in his heart. Upon hearing that, he said, you have lied. And instead, you are a hypocrite. You are munafiq.
Your situation has just been exposed by the statement you just made. That statement that you said about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah Ta'ala established all of their virtues in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established all of their virtues in the authentic Sunnah. Clearly, when you contradict those two texts, you expose yourself as being a hypocrite. And I am going to tell the Prophet what you said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that man whose iman was established, who defended and stood up for his brothers, who showed how we should act, and he practiced the ayat that we're going to come to that tell us how we need to be dealing with people like this, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the statement of that munafiq. And then the Quran was revealed right at that time. Abdullah ibn Umar, the narrator of the hadith, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he said, I can still see that man holding on to the harness of the camel of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walking while the Prophet was making his camel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walk without paying any attention to the man, and the rocks were hitting the man in his leg. And the man would say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, we were only praying, we were only jesting, we weren't really meaning this, we didn't really mean what we were saying, we were just passing the time away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat that was revealed. Do you pray and make mockery and you jest about Allah and His signs and His messenger? Do not give any excuses that you were just praying. Don't give me any excuses about your niyyah. You have disbelieved after your iman. So that's the reason why this particular ayat was revealed, and that's an authentic narration. Before moving on, ikhwan, I just want to make mention very quickly, why is that considered to be kufr with Allah, kufr in His Prophet, kufr in the ayat of Allah? Clearly because Allah Ta'ala has established, as I mentioned already, the virtues of those companions. And He has established the virtues of those companions by revealing the Quran, His ayat. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has established it. So when you pray around and you jest in this issue concerning them, I have not seen some people as greedy as they are, or as lying as they are. Abu Bakr, his laqab was what? His nickname was As-Saddiq. And here you're accusing him of being a liar. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are liars. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he used to tell us that it is enough for a man to take one luqma of food or two morsels of food just to make his back straight. And not to fill himself up from the food. He said the worst vessel that the son of Adam can fill up is his stomach. And that the believer eats from one stomach and the munafiq eats from seven. Now do you think the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam weren't upon that sunnah? So how are you going to say that they are liars and that they are greedy? So this is the kufr that they fell into. Concerning this issue, we need to pay attention to a few issues, ikhwan. Number one, the statement of the munafiq, Ya Rasulullah, inna kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab. O Messenger of Allah, verily we were only praying, passing the time away. This journey to Tabuk is one of the longest journeys that we ever had to do. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to want to go and engage the enemy, many times he would trick them by going out of Medina in the opposite direction that he intended to meet the enemy. But in this particular ghazwa, he told the people, we're going to Tabuk, get yourselves ready. It's a far trip. So the trip distance, according to this guy, is what caused him to say what he was saying, just to pass the time away. So the question is, don't you understand, this is not one of the issues that you play around in the religion? This is not one of the issues you play with. If you want to pass the time away, then pass the time away according to what the Sunnah has established. Pass the time away by reading the Quran. Pass the time away by making the mudhakara and the mudarasa of the hadith. Pass the time away by reminding each other of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pass the time away the way the companion Anbasa, used to pass the time away. He used to pass the time because he was the point man in the caravan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and riding the camel. Does anyone know how Anbasa used to pass the time away? Anbasa used to make this humming sound in order to make the camels trot according to his hum. Pass the time away with that which is halal and from Islam. Don't pass the time away by making mockery and jest about the religion, by listening to music, by talking about that which is haram. When we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in no less than 10 ayat, talks about the evil of the people who mock the religion and who play in the religion. And he explains to us what our position should be concerning those people. Like the statement of Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 223 or 231. He said, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزَوًا. Do not take the signs of Allah as a game, as mockery, huzuwa, as a joke. How do you take the signs of Allah as a joke? You take the signs of Allah as a joke by, when you hear it, you play around with the Quran. Like the people who recite the Quran in that voice and in that singing way that they recite the Quran. That's taking the signs of Allah as a joke. Taking the signs of Allah and using them in the way that they haven't been revealed for that reason is to get a plate that you have on it, Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Fatiha, those plates that we're drinking from and we're eating off of those dishes that we put in the dirty sink with all of the other grease and the leftover food and all the other waste that we put in along with the dirty dishes. By building a masjid and wasting money going to get paint right in on the wall, ayat of the Quran. All of that is taking the ayat of Allah as play and as jest. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in ayat number 58, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la tattakhidu alladina attakhadu dinakum huzuwan min alladina utul kitaba min qablikum. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu la tattakhidu alladina attakhadu dinakum huzuwa wa la'iban min alladina utul kitaba min qablikum wal kuffara awliya. All you who believe, do not take those people who take your religion as a joke and mockery. Don't take them. Those people who have been given the book before you and those kuffar, do not take them as awliya. Those who joke at your religion. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا خُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. And if you make the adhan, the call to the prayer, they start to make fun of it and they mock it, like some of those people used to do before we dealt with them. Like some of those bums and those derelicts, they used to come by during the time of the adhan and they used to make mockery of the adhan, make mockery of the Muslim until they were dealt with. So these are some of the ayat, and there are many, many ayat, ikhwan, that establish for us how we are to deal with the people who make mockery of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we want to give you some examples of how the people make the mockery of the religion. Because during this time and during this age that we live in, because the people want to do what they want to do, they want to do their own thing. If you find a group of people who have stood forth and they have come out in order to educate the Muslims and to stand forth to order with the ma'ruf and to prevent and to prohibit the munkar, you're going to always find the majority of the people being against them, and they deal with them in the same way as across the board. It's the same wherever you go. There are certain ways that people play with the religion. For an example, if you see those people who have a problem with the dawah of the truth, for an example, they see that the women of the dawah dress a certain way. So they'll make fun at that dress or those women by some of the statements that they make. We don't want to say the statements because they're well known. The statements that the people make concerning the issue of the people who dress, those women who dress in black, those women who dress in blue, like they are the clothes, making fun of the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, who asked Allah to have mercy upon the Ansar women when the ayat of the hijab was revealed. And those women of the Ansar went home and they ripped off their clothes and they came out with their hijabs on and their jilbabs on. She said that they had the black on and they looked like clothes were on their head. So the people now call them the clothes sisters and things like that. That's making the uzwa and the istihza and the lip of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who see the other brother who wears short pants. Short pants are not as acceptable as a short folded. When a person wears a fold that's above his ankle, there's not much to make fun of. Unless his fold is all the way to the half of his ankle, to the half of his sock, because not very many people do that today. If a man put his fold up to the nook, half of his sock, maybe people will make fun of him. But the majority of the people don't do that today. They don't put it up to the half of their sock. But when they put their pants on higher than their ankles, which is an obligation no matter where you work and what your situation is, people make fun of them and they say, look, he has on high water. That brother's wearing high water. It's going to rain. That statement of high water is a statement that will put a person outside of the religion because it's an ihzihza of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. That the man wears something above his ankles and you make fun of it is from the istihza, that's not permissible. Also similar to it is what when the da'wah first started and the people had a problem with the term Salafi. They used to call them those Salafix brothers, those Salafix people, meaning the bicycle Salafix. All of these are examples of how people are making fun of the religion. Wallahi, any time you brothers see that I'm talking in the khutbah and then suddenly I stop talking and I start saying things like, now I know some of you don't like what I'm saying. The reason why I always do this, and this is, should be your minhag so that you'll know in the future. Usually that's not part of the khutbah. But as you're talking and you're looking at the people, you see certain people making faces and they start moving around like this, like they're upset with what you're doing. You can see it in their faces that they frown, they put their hands to their head, or they do something like that. So that's when I always stop and I look right at them, look at them and I say, now I know some of these people don't like what I'm saying. So what is the problem that the people have that you're saying? It's just simply that you're saying, قال الله وقال رسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. So all of those are examples of how the people have the istihza. Now what we want to share with you is that the ulama, many, many ulama, have made the taqseem of the istihza into two qasm. Ila qasmain. Ila qasmain. There are two types of istihza, as many of the scholars have written, this taqseem. Like Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab himself, in a book that he wrote that's called Hukm al-Murtad, the ruling of the one who leaves Islam, he renegades, the apostate. Also the Shaykh and the scholar Hamid ibn Atiq, he wrote a book called Majmu' al-Tawheed, the Risala of these issues concerning al-Tawheed, Hamid ibn Atiq. They said that al-istihza is of two types. The first type of mockery is the clear mockery, like we have in the ayat that was reading. Those people say about the ulama of al-Islam that the ulama of al-Islam today, they don't understand the fiqh al-waqa. The ulama of al-Islam today, they are locked into their libraries reading old yellow pages from their old books that are falling apart. The ulama of today, they don't know what's going on. I remember there was a brother that I know, he used to study with us. He had said one time when we found out one of the main scholars from Al-Medina, his name is Abu Bakr Al-Jazairi. The Shaykh, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, is the oldest teacher in the Prophet's masjid right now, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's an old man. and he's from Algeria. Abu Bakr al-Jazairi, from Algeria. So we were going to meet the sheikh in his house in order to get something from him, I don't remember. And then we heard that the sheikh had took a trip to France. Now when we hear one of the ulama traveling to France or something like that, we think he's going to give dawah. That's what comes to your mind. I remember that one brother had said that the sheikh was going to France to go and party in the disco. He tried to say that to make people laugh. But I remember the position of Abu Muhammad Abdul Ra'uf when he cut that brother off right then and there. And to my knowledge, he never made up with him after that. He was upset with the statement that he made, because the Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi was one of those balanced people who had a nice way of giving dawah. The young brothers used to come from England and they used to ask those questions to the Sheikh about Jamaat al-Tabligh and how we have to dog them out. And the Sheikh used to always give the nice tawjih and the nice way of teaching people how to deal with other people and how to feel sorry and want to bring people back to Islam. So he had a positive impact and effect upon some of the brothers. And I remember when that brother said that, and he laughed more than anyone else. Abdul Ra'uf went off on that brother. I gotta say that about the Sheikh, the oldest teacher in the Prophet's master, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, the statement what the man said in the hadith is clear. Ma ra'aytu mithla qurra'ina. We have not seen the likes of those readers. Al-Qurra here means the ulama, the righteous people from the companions. They are greedy, they are liars, and they are cowards when we meet the enemy. So that's a clear istihza. The second type of istihza is the istihza that is غير صريح. It is the istihza that is indirect mockery. Indirect mockery that the kuffar are guilty of committing all the time, and that some of us are guilty of committing. What's the indirect mockery? The indirect mockery is the way people look at righteous people by sticking their tongue out at them, doing this to them, or by making that sound, or pointing their fingers at them and doing their hands like this, nodding at them like this. All of those things that the people do, that Allah Ta'ala mentioned and described as being of the characteristics of the kuffar. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَآهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentioned this issue and he said, verily those people who are the criminals, the ones who want to make mockery of the lihya, the ones who want to make mockery of the other ayat of Allah Ta'ala, those criminals, they used to laugh at the believers. And whenever the believers used to pass by them, يتغامزون. Whenever Abu Bakr and the other believers used to pass by him, the kuffar would be sitting there and they'd say, sticking their tongue out and sticking their lips out like children do. So to stick the lips out and to make the action of those kuffar, as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, when they used to pass by the kuffar, they used to stick their tongues at him. They used to blow like this at him in order to aggravate him, in order to make fun at him. He went on to say, and when those kuffar used to go back to their relatives and to their friends and their relatives, they would go back to him making mockery and praying and jesting even more about them. He said, and if they saw them, they would say about the believers, verily ha'ula'i dalun, those from the companions of the Prophet, they are astray. Allah would have to say, those kuffar have not been sent to be protectors over those Muslims. You're not responsible for them. So on that day, Yawm al-Qiyamah, those people who believe will laugh at the disbelievers. And they will be reclining on couches looking at everything. And Allah ended it by saying, and have the kuffar not been rewarded except with that which they have done? So that's going to be the recompense of those people who make the istihza of the people of At-Tawheed, the people of Al-Islam. Which is a clear indication and a clear proof why we have to be careful of falling into the crime of making istihza of the people who are righteous. Now we say, no one in their right mind is going to do something like this. It's only because of shaitan who comes to a person and makes you feel that you are less than another person. So in order to put yourself on that level, you have to knock that person down by saying things like, oh, they think that they are righteous, or they think that they are in paradise. We just heard this the other day. Whenever you make a problem, you make a problem with your own hands, from what you create, by using your hands the wrong way against people, or by practicing Islam the wrong way. You create a problem for yourself. Then we come to you and we say to you, okay, you can't do this and you can't do that. For whatever reason, because of what you did. You turn around now and you show what you were really about. And then you start to say things like, oh, those people are this and those people are that. If you felt like that prior to that, why didn't you make it known before? Why do you like the people of the Munafiqeen? Hide in one thing, but you really have another thing in your heart. Or when things are, the thing is okay with you, act one way, but when it's not okay, then that's when you act another way. That's the way of the believer. So that's the sixth thing, or the sixth knockout of Al-Islam that Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahab, he brought in order to show the people, if you fall into this issue, it's one of those things that will take you out of fold, outside of the realm of Al-Islam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, لا تعتذروا. Don't give us any excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You have disbelieved after you once believed. So that ayat establishes the takfir of the person who falls into it. And that's why the Sheikh brought it here. But I want to remind you, because the brother came to me the other day, Abu Dahira Jazahullahu Khaira. He said that someone had made takfir of another person because he rejected a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And we want to remind you, brothers, one of the main reasons why we're taking this class and we're doing this book is not to fall into the crime of making the takfir of the people. I remind you, every single point that we go over in this class, we can't use it to specify a particular person until the conditions of the takfir have been established upon him, until the argument has been established upon him. Concerning the issues, they are general rulings. And we can't stress that enough. So don't let someone see a person or hear a person make an istihza with something of the religion, whether it is direct or indirect, and then he says to him, you're a Catholic, you went outside of the religion. As far as the issue of the hukum of the mustahzi, whether or not he is killed, we didn't want to go through that because of the kathrat al-ikhtilaf, the much ikhtilaf that's in the issue. What's important is to take the meat of the issue and the crux of the issue, and that's what we presented today. So if you brothers have any questions, inshallah, concerning the six naqid of the nawaqid of Al-Islam, or any comments, then you can put it forth. You have any questions, any comments about the naqid of status?
Somebody is clear, for example, I mean, they're just clear, come to the master, they're laughing at the brother with the high one, they're laughing at the other, I mean, it's just clear what they're doing. How do you deal with those things? I mean, you don't make it clear, how do you deal with
it? Concerning dealing with the mustahzi'een and being tough and rough with them, if people know what they are doing, then it's clear based upon the many ayat of the Quran, like the ayat that Allah Ta'ala revealed in Surah An-Nisa, ayat 140. وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزِئُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala said in this ayah, And it has been revealed to you people in the book. It has been revealed to you in the book that if you hear the signs of Allah being disbelieved in and mockery being made of it, then you should not sit with those people until they change their course of speech. And if you weren't to do that, then you are like them. You are guilty like they are guilty. And verily Allah is going to bring the hypocrites as well as the kuffar together in the hellfire to be punished, obviously. So that's a clear proof that we're supposed to deal with those people with some harsh terms. Those people who play around with the ayat of Allah from the people of Al-Kalam, this is one of those ayats that the ulama used to use to show why they wouldn't sit to debate with those deviants who wanted to debate about those ayats where they were mutashabihat. So we give them nasiha, we stop the munkar with our hands if we have the ability, we stop the munkar with our tongues if we have the ability, we stop the munkar, we hate it in our heart, and that's the weakest of iman. But those types of issues, they should be dealt with so that people don't think that they have the green light to talk funny and to talk bad about Al-Islam. And that's why we allow the people to deal with those bums because of their persistent istihza of the adhan. Now you know where we are, it's a volatile situation, especially when we first came here. We didn't know what was going to happen. And we used to liken the situation here to the sports games we used to play, the football team or the basketball team. You have your starting five, or you have your starting 11. And they're all very good and you can't afford to lose any of them. But the scrub team, the bum team, the only way that they're going to win is that they send someone in to get rid of someone from our starting five. So he throws a cheap shot at one of the starting five, one of the stars. When he retaliates, the ref catches both of them. Usually they catch the second one. But they catch both of them, throw both of them out the game. Now one of our stars is locked down. And we can't afford it. We can't afford it. We need every able person that's on this team. Because when he gets locked down for going upside one of their heads or for dealing with them, now we become responsible for his children. We become responsible for his family. Now how are we going to be responsible for someone else's family when we all got our own situation? Just burn it. So at the beginning when we came here, we used to say, turn the other cheek and just try to deal with it. Make dua that Allah doesn't try and test us. But the time came where we just had to step to him. We had to deal with him. So now you don't see them making any mockery, making any fun at the event. Now those people just clear kuffar. As for the one who has some iman, nah, there's something wrong with his situation. Allah Ta'ala told us in the Quran concerning those institutions of Al-Islam that those people who glorify them and respect them, that's from the proof of the taqwa in their heart. So anyone who comes after that making mockery and joking about it, then he doesn't have, there's some khalal or some problem in his iman. So it's going to be relative. But the standard and the general rule is when people make the istihza of these things here in our masjid, we should deal with those people. We should deal with them. That guy that I heard about came here before and he was talking about you can't eat chicken and things like that. We can't entertain that kind of nonsense, those kind of conversations. We give them 2 minutes to make a fool out of themselves to establish the argument that, look, you either crazy or you just, you know, want people to listen to you. You're not going to talk that nonsense in this place. That's the istihza. Now, any more questions, Ikhwan? Or comment? Or what? Some of those people who used to recite the Quran in a way that's not from what the Prophet left, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what the companions used to hate, and what the Prophet even told us about would be from the signs of the hour, are those qurra, those readers and those reciters from Egypt, like Abdul Basit. He has a nice recitation and he's a master in the Quran. Abdul Basit, as well as Muhammad Mahmoud, what is his name? Mahmoud Khalil al-Husri. They are masters in the Quran. Those old Quran, the old reciters, the first ones, they are masters. Anybody will tell you that. But Abdul Basit, he has one that is just a lot of screaming and playing and the elongating and like this voice that they do. so many of the Egyptian people. As for people who are doing it now, I don't know too many people who really do it right now. Just those old ones. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك